facts to hand out to live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us as usual on Tuesday during this time slot, Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord, is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chuck and Randy.
Well, I just checked the last minute weather report update, and the golf outing on Friday, 77 degrees. It's going to be only a 20% chance of rain with winds out of the west at 10 miles an hour. So it looks like the golf outing is going to be perfect, absolutely ideal conditions this Friday.
Sounds like it. I'm looking forward to it. Now, yes. Saturday, there's a little bit of a chance of some thunder showers on Saturday. But
right.
What would a festival be without a chance of rain?
Well, the saving grace to all that, of course, is that big, beautiful, huge roof over the pavilion that'll just basically make people cuddle a little bit more at the event if it does get some thunder showers. But I think they're only going to be passing through, and then it should get sunny and beautiful, perfect for the fireworks, is what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, actually, it might be a welcome reprieve on Saturday. It sounded like it's turning out to be, the heat index is going to be pretty high, so it might be a welcome sight to have a little bit of rain on Saturday. Yeah.
Cool things down a little bit. Yeah. Last minute preparations. How are we doing on additional entertainment? You said you were still working on a local group. You haven't made that connection, or is that a go?
Yeah, so actually we're really excited to announce that one. Actually, this young man has been playing around the Gaylord area for a while. His name is Spencer Opperman. He's been playing solo, but he just recently joined a group of some other really talented artists in a group called The Ride. And they've been playing around northern Michigan to some sold-out crowds. But Spencer's a good friend, and we reached out to see if he'd want to play solo for us. And he's going to come and play, and he does a little bit of country, a little bit of rock, and a great fusion between the two. So Spencer is going to come out and play. Spencer Opperman's going to be playing from 4 to 5 o'clock. And then we just also brought in a piano player out of Nashville. His name is Jeremy Borders. This dude is awesome. So he can play anything from classic piano all the way to Pink Floyd. So he actually does some Pink Floyd stuff. So we're bringing him in as well to join Kid Rock's drummer. And this guy is going to come play Pink Floyd along with Scott Page. So this is going to be one of the coolest events that, if not the coolest event that we've ever put on. The level of talent is extremely high. And I'm super excited to showcase, you know, our new pavilion and everything that we've got going on.
Sure. And a couple of people have asked me, they wanted to make sure they got there early for Scott Page. When, right now, based on your new itinerary of agenda of who you have lined up, what time do you expect Scott Page to take the stage?
I think we have him playing around 8 o'clock right now. Okay. You know, and everything's a little bit subject to change as well. But right now, I think he's scheduled to play around 8 o'clock.
Yeah, very good. So people want to get there early. It's going to be kind of a beautiful event where people can come into the pavilion, have a seat, listen to the entertainment, but mill around, go check out the new restaurant, go into the bar inside at the restaurant, even though you got everything set up outside on the pavilion. So should be a really good time for everybody.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. You know, we're going to have a few vendors there as well. We're hoping to have our new bourbon line there, but it sounds like we're getting delayed there, but we'll have plenty of merchandise available as well.
Excellent, excellent. We're going to continue with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord, talk more about this weekend, the events there at the South location. Short break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an Iron Pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break, Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. Ian, I got a couple of text messages. People are asking for clarification and about tickets. Can you ask Ian, how do we access the tickets if we purchase them online?
Yeah, so the online purchases mainly either through PriceLide or TicketSpice. If you haven't, you will receive an email voucher. But we also will have at will call a list of everybody that has purchased online. So if you forget to print that voucher out, or if for some reason you can't find it, because it does happen that things go to spam folders or junk folders, but we will have a list at will call of everybody that has purchased online tickets, just in case if you lose them or can't find them. We have all that information.
Okay, another text came in. Can people buy tickets at the event on Saturday?
Absolutely. They can purchase them right now, either online or we have physical tickets available at both locations, and they will be available the day of. Absolutely.
Okay, so people can, for some reason, right now they think they have to work, but maybe they get off work early. They can still come and party with us and just walk up and buy a ticket at the event.
Heck yeah, and this is a long event too. I mean, it starts at noon, and we've got mac and cheese eating and rib eating and all this other stuff happening. So it completely makes sense. You know, people have to work or can't make it at noontime or whatever. Absolutely. The $25 or $30 ticket price is so well worth, with Scott Page, Dave Landau, Spencer Opperman, all these folks that are coming to play. It's going to be, there's so much value packed into this festival.
Right. The other question, they wanted to know about food at the venue. Is that included in the ticket price, or is that in addition to?
So we will have a couple of additional vendors besides Iron Pig. We'll have food out back, and of course the restaurant will be open too. But we do have a couple of food trucks that are going to be showing up as well. So it won't just be Iron Pig. We'll have Num Num Ninjas there as well. So they do some really awesome fusion taco stuff. So there'll be a couple of other vendors there as well besides us.
Okay, very good. So the ticket price is basically just for the entertainment and being at the event on Saturday.
Yes.
Very good. Okay, I think that's all the text messages I got for now. Hey, I wanted to discuss with you, and I don't know if you heard about this or not, but PIENG, the nonprofit electric co-op, is having a meeting actually a week from right now, next Tuesday the 24th at 9:30 in the morning. Board of directors meeting. I think this is actually an annual board members meeting. But the CEO was calling for a discussion about raising their rates in order to generate enough money to recapture the amount of money they had to spend on the repairs. Have you heard anything about this? Has anybody been in contact with you about it?
I haven't heard about it. I'm not surprised. you know, we are the customers. We are going to pay these things. I don't really care if the government is giving emergency funds for cleanup, this, that, or the other. Where do you think that money comes from?
Right.
We're going to pay for it either way. And honestly, we have some things going on in Otsego County where they've shut down these debris sites, and we no longer have any place to take all of this deforestation that has essentially happened after this storm. So we've got things here in Otsego County that are upsetting people, and now PIENG wants to turn around and raise rates on top of the rest of us through Consumers Energy and DTE. The Michigan Public Service Commission just approved another rate hike the other day.
Right.
So I'm not surprised whatsoever that this another co-op is trying to do the same.
Well, the one interesting point you mentioned, there's not any grants available, but what they've done is they've actually set up an office in Rogers City in Presque Isle County for the Small Business Administration. And what they've done is they have come up with low interest rate loans where they'll loan the money to these nonprofits and private individuals, small businesses that went through quite a bit of expenses during the ice storm. And they'll actually loan them the money at very low interest rates and give them time to pay it back. So it's not like we're just, you know, passing out grant money, taxpayer dollars. So I think that's a solution they should at least consider exploring before they raise their rates.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. I have a love-hate relationship with the SBA as well.
Sure.
But yeah, I do feel like that's probably a better solution. although not a great one in my opinion. But I do think that it's better than an overall rate hike for everybody.
Right, because I've talked to a lot of elderly people, and they said, we're struggling to pay our electric bill now. The rates have gone up so much over the last couple of years. They said that, you know, previously they were spending 60, 70, 80 bucks a month for electricity. Now it's 150. 1 month in the wintertime was $200. And they're like, man, that's like double what I was paying just a few years ago.
Yeah, nothing is getting cheaper. Energy taxes keep going up for these people, especially. Yeah, I don't envy them really in any way right now. They're getting hit really, really hard, and it doesn't seem like there's any relief in sight for any of those people. you know, Gaylord is comprised, we have a large elderly population here, and I hear about it all the time. I mean, our restaurant is just up the road from Mishaway, which is kind of a very large retirement enclave here in Gaylord. And we just hear about it all the time, you know, not enough disposable funds after they, you know, get done paying these things, the energy bills and the taxes and that kind of stuff. So,
yeah,
I don't know what kind of reprieve is in sight for these people. I really don't. I hope the next group of leadership that comes through in 2026 takes a hard, long look at some of those things.
Yeah, absolutely. What is pending on your mind right now as far as all the different cases and all the different things that you're involved in? What's the status? Any updates for us?
We're looking at, it's a great question. So tomorrow night, today's Tuesday, right? Wednesday, tomorrow night, 7 p.m. in Sheboygan, there is a planning commission meeting to discuss the Grant Township solar development. We are planning to be at that meeting to see what kind of information we can get. And I believe that we do have some property owners there ready to file a declaratory relief lawsuit in Sheboygan County, very similar to what we've done here in Otsego County. So I imagine that that's probably going to be what's next. We've seen some briefing back and forth between RWE, which is the solar developer here in Otsego County. We are scheduled for court July 8th in Otsego County, so that's creeping up pretty quick. And they do allow cameras in the courtroom. It is an in-person oral arguments. So, you know, we're creeping up on that really, really quick. So that's going to be the next step, is looking to see what's happening in Sheboygan. I am still efforting a meeting with legislators. Michelle Hoytenga is extremely interested. The Mackinac Center for Policy, I'm trying to get them involved in too, because they've done a lot of great reporting and some great studies on, quote, renewable energy, unquote, here in Michigan. And I would love them to take part. Cam Cabot, Michelle Hoytenga, Ken Borton, you know, Parker Fairburn, a lot of these guys I would love, and gals, I would love to have get together so we can get the information out about how to pause and stop these things. And I'm hoping in the next 3 weeks we'll be able to actually get that done.
Now, just point of clarification, I got a text on Sheboygan. Is this the original planning commission meeting regarding Grant Township, or is this further down the road? They're not really sure what the meeting is for tomorrow.
That is a great question. I'd have to get clarification if it is a commissioner, a county commissioner meeting, or more specifically the planning commission. Because that's really, the planning commission is the one that approves or disapproves a developer's application. Now, my understanding is this is the planning commission tomorrow night, but I could be wrong. What I do know is that there is a meeting in Sheboygan County that the developer for Grant Township will be there and potentially is there just to discuss the development, not so much to ask for approval on an application. That I'm not quite sure about, but what I do know for sure is that there is a county meeting in Sheboygan, 7 o'clock tomorrow, and the new developer for Grant Township in Sheboygan is going to be there to give a presentation.
Very good. I'm texting with Dar from Sheboygan right now. She's mentioning something about a public meeting is also scheduled for July 2nd at the high school. So
In Sheboygan.
So I'm going to find out, has this planning commission meeting for tomorrow night been pushed back to July 2nd at the high school, or is tomorrow meeting still going on? So I'm texting with her right now. But basically, where they're at, their commission has not, at this point, if you know, hasn't technically either approved or denied the permit request at this point.
My understanding is that they have not filed an application yet. They are still in the process of kind of letting the community know what it is that they're trying to do. And we see specific tactics when they have these meetings. They put boards up around the room and they kind of divide everybody up instead of having one person answering questions. They do kind of this divide and conquer thing so nobody can really coalesce together. And it's a pretty good strategy that they've used for at least a decade now. We expect to see more of that. We saw that here in Hayes Township as well. So really what we're just trying to do is gather more information. And one thing I'm gathering information on is the Roscommon County development on DNR land.
Yes.
I have been specifically told that that is going to be the only DNR property that will have solar panels put on it moving forward. And the only reason for that is because the, quote, paperwork has already been signed, unquote. Now, I do not know if Roscommon County has approved that application, because regardless of whose property it's on, it still has to go through zoning. So I'm curious if we can put a stop to the one in Roscommon County as well. Battery storage facility, possibly in Otsego County. And I'm also now hearing a data center for Antrim County. The problem with a data center is I don't believe data centers fall within the privy of Public Act 233. They might be completely different zoning for that. So
right.
That's just I mean, a lot of these things
category.
Are coming up.
Right.
Yeah.
Got
yeah.
It. Amazing. Just amazing. And one of the things I know you had offered yourself out for people in various communities around the state, the audience that we speak to online and on the other apps, part of the network, people are saying, you know, we've got these things popping up all over. Can Ian help us down here in Eaton and Ingham? And we've had people reach out to us all over the place. So hopefully, you've spent a lot of time, obviously, researching, being involved in the courts. Your attorney, David Delaney, very well versed in all this. But basically, Ian, this is what we, the people, have to do to stand up to this stuff.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're in an environment right now where our legislators don't necessarily have the power, whether that's willpower or actual power, to pass good legislation, because that's what this is just bad legislation that was passed in 2023 and took effect in 2024. So we just need to undo that. And if the legislature cannot, for whatever reason, then it's upon us, the citizens, to take to the judicial branch that's separate but equal and have them clarify, listen, this doesn't jive with what the Constitution says. And that's been our battle since 2020. And it just so happens that here comes another one right down the same lane of saying, listen, the legislature just gave the Michigan Public Service Commission too much power, and we want that power back in the legislature. You guys need to write better laws with more specificity to them, and we're going to start demanding that you guys do that. And that's why I'm super excited that Michelle Hoytango, who is a policy wonk, she wants to be involved with this so badly, because she actually introduced new energy legislation on the floor, what, maybe a month ago, and it really didn't go anywhere, which is unfortunate. So
yeah,
that's just what we're kind of looking at doing here moving forward.
Absolutely. Well, again, text me golf for a link to the golf outing or fest for this Saturday's event. Looking forward to it, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, buddy. It's going to be fun.
Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.